Over this past weekend, a new political force was born, the National Women's Political Caucus, a serious and determined group. They say they want to put women where they belong, in positions of power and responsibility, which would adequately reflect their percentage of the population. The caucus has brought together various members along the political spectrum, from conservative Republicans to liberal Democrats, all with a common goal, and that is to get more women into politics where effective changes in American laws and standards can be made. Betty Friedan, one of the leaders of the new caucus, spoke to Carol Kadushin this morning.
I think that this is the major political development that is going to change the politics of our country in 1972. It will be a completely different kind of election because women, who are 53% of the voting population, have united in this unprecedented way to form this women's political caucus. And we will mobilize the woman power, Republican, Democratic, young women that are not willing to go with either party, and some older women that are disgusted with both. And we are going to, in every state, women are going to take leaves from their jobs. They are going to leave their husbands to babysit. They are going to contribute the pin money or some of the stocks that their husbands have put in their name to elect women. And women who are Democrats like myself will speak for women who are Republicans if they are committed to women's issues and women's priorities, which, of course, are human priorities. It's going to be a different kind of politics. It's going to be a different kind of politics. And it will not be a joke by 76 that a woman should run for president.
The National Women's Political Caucus concluded its weekend meeting with a press conference this morning. Congresswoman Bella Abzug, who is the chief speaker for the newly formed group, announced guidelines to reflect the organization's direction. Some of these were passage of the Equal Rights Amendment, increased welfare programs, repeal of all laws that affect a woman's right to decide her own reproductive and sexual life, and fair treatment of working women, including full tax deductions and equal wages. The Women's Caucus sees a potential impact that would be felt in our governmental structure if 53% of the country's population, the nation's women, should unite together into one strong, cohesive force. Another leader in this new movement is journalist Gloria Steinem, a member of the Policy Council for the Women's Caucus. I asked Ms. Steinem what the new group's purpose is.
The group's main purpose is to get women into positions of power, women who are committed to the causes of other women, not women who are going to just imitate the male politic as has been practiced all these years, complete with elitism, racism, and prejudice against women, but women who are who really care about their sisters and will work for social reform.
How do you attempt to get more women involved in politics?
Well, I don't think we really have to get women involved. I mean, that's a little bit as if us up here were, you know, talking to women down there. The desire is there. I mean, women have been running the political campaigns in this country for generations, but running means that they've been doing all the menial work, you know, addressing envelopes and driving cars and having fundraisings and all of those things, and never getting their own issues in as a result. Well, we're simply going to withdraw from that. We're not going to do that anymore. Let the male candidates do their own typing and mimeographing and, driving voters to the poll. We're going to work for each other now. The will is there. We don't have to get women involved, but I think women do need a lot of help, encouragement, and expertise.
At the press conference this morning, it was mentioned that you want to have a grassroots movement that will involve all the states and the District of Columbia in getting more women into political activities and into office. How do you expect the grassroots movement to work?
The first step is to organize state caucuses so that it will really be well publicized at a state level, and then to identify specific contests in which candidates are vulnerable and to deal with the problems of, you know, getting into that process to become the candidate, and also dealing with the state conventions so we can fill half the slots for the conventions, both conventions, in 72.
It takes money to run a campaign. Do you know where the money is going to come from?
No, and money is the biggest problem. You know, there's a myth in this country that women have a lot of money. We're just going to have to liberate all those funds which have been put in the wife's name by the husband for tax purposes, and all those cookie jars full of money that women, I mean, it's just going to be in dollars and $5 and $10, but it is going to be terribly difficult.
The Equal Rights Amendment, which was passed by the House last year and defeated by the Senate, is up again this year, and it's before both the House and the Senate. It's going to be on the House floor as the next move, and it's still in the Senate subcommittee. Now, it's in the Senate subcommittee because they can't get six senators there for a meeting at one time.
It should not have been necessary had the Constitution been made to apply equally to women. But then, of course, much of the civil rights legislation shouldn't have been necessary either had it applied equally to blacks. It's such an insult to think that that has been dragging on for 48 years and not to be able to get six senators together, six white male senators who show no concern for 53% of the population, only proves how much we need representation. I don't think the Equal Rights Amendment is going to solve everything, but it would create a moral atmosphere that would be healthy. It would be nice to know that the Constitution applied to me. Right now, I feel I have very little relationship to it, except as a kind of, you know, subsidiary.
Are you an anti-male group?
We're anti-men who use their privileges as men, sure. But we're not anti-men who dare to become human beings and to compete on an equal basis with black men and Chicano men and all women. It's the problem is that many men are so accustomed to the idea that no matter how bad things get, they can count on being superior to two groups, non-white men and women, that they kind of crack up when they're presented with a situation in which they have to compete equally. But humanist men we're not opposed to, no.
Journalist Gloria Steinem speaking with Carol Kadushin at a press conference for the National Women's Political Caucus in Washington. We'll be examining the Equal Rights Amendment in future programs, and we'll report congressional action on the amendment as it occurs.